The legislature may be on their August recess, and the governor has been taking some time off this week, but that didn't stop electoral politics from creating a buzz on Beacon Hill. We're joined now by Mike Dean, WCAI's State House reporter. He's in our Beacon Hill studio and has an update. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Catherine.
Well, it's been kind of a slow week for state government, but Lowell Democrat Nikki Tsongas shook things up politically by announcing that she's not going to seek re-election next year. Did that send any shockwaves through the halls of the somewhat quiet statehouse?
It certainly did. Tsongas has been the congresswoman from the Lowell area and the northern part of the state for 10 years. She ran for a special election in 2007 when former Congressman Marty Meehan took over the UMass Lowell campus. He's now UMass president. Tsongas is, of course, the widow of former U.S. Senator Paul Tsongas, who ran for president once or twice in the 80s and 1992. And so this was an extremely competitive seat in 2007 when it was last open. You had a number of elected officials who ran for that seat, and they're still kind of hanging around, and they're still interested. Eileen Donahue, who is now the state senator from Lowell, she said she is interested in looking at the seat again. She came in second to Tsongas 10 years ago. Jamie Eldridge, a liberal firebrand in the Senate, he said he's looking at it. And Barry Feingold, a former senator, he ran in 2007, and he is going to look at that seat. He's a little more of a fiscal moderate. And Barbara Letalian, another state senator, is looking at the seat.
And that, of course, is just some of the elected officials who are taking a look at running for office. Are there any other Democrats who could jump into the race?
Yeah, there's quite a few. There's Ellen Murphy Meehan. She's a hospital consultant and actually the former wife of former Congressman Marty Meehan. And Dan Coe, who is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's very high-profile chief of staff. And it's been no secret that Coe has been thinking about running for public office himself.
And how about Republicans? Is there any chance the seat could be flipped?
There's always a chance, especially in Massachusetts, where we like to surprise people. Let's remember we have a Republican governor in Charlie Baker, and it wasn't that long ago that Scott Brown won for the U.S. Senate in a surprise upset victory. There's a lot of buzz around Rick Green. He's an auto part magnate, you know, and he's the founder of an organization called Mass Fiscal Alliance, which is not a popular organization here on Beacon Hill. They try to target vulnerable Democrats that they think could be defeated by Republicans in the state legislature. And I'm sure a lot of Cape Cod listeners might be familiar with some of the races Mass Fiscal Alliance has been involved in, because the Cape has a lot of those conservative areas that, you know, a Democratic seat could go red. Also, to remember that next year, Governor Baker is going to be at the top of the ticket. So he's going to want to get, you know, Republicans on board for him. And Senator Elizabeth Warren is also going to be up for re-election. So there's going to be a lot of excitement on the Democratic side.
Already lots of talk and buzz, and election season is rather far away, if you really consider things.
It is. But, you know, these Democratic primaries are so important and the field is so large. It's probably best to start evaluating these people early.
And that is WCAI's Statehouse reporter Mike Dean talking to us this morning from Beacon Hill. Mike, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Always a pleasure.